Okay, we are picking up from the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, and the Gemara just made a chilek. Rab quoted from his uncle Chabibi, from his uncle Reb Chiya, that Reb Chiya, according to the second version of the Gemara, Reb Chiya wouldn't pay the workers anything. So the Gemara said, "Astiro, how could it be that Reb Chiya wouldn't pay the workers anything?" And the Brisa says you have to pay the workers kapol batel. Right, we're talking in a situation where they weren't able to do the work. So the Gemara is machalik between two cases. One case was when the Balabais took them there the night before. They took them there the night before, and Rashi says the field was already wet, so they should have chopped that it was wet. In that case, if they accepted the job anyway, and they showed up the next day, it's their fault. And in that scenario, Reb Chiya would not have paid the workers anything.
Why is it not still his fault? He also knew.
It's their fault. You accepted the job. Mashaykin, if you didn't bring them there, they didn't accept the, it's not really, they weren't supposed to know about that, and therefore you have to pay them at least kapol batel. Okay, so the Gemara says, Kiya, this is similar to what we find by Rabba. Dama Rabba, Haiman, second to last line, Haiman, the Agar, Agire, the Rivka. You have a guy who hired workers to dig ditches in his field. Va'asa mitra umalia maya. And comes along the rain, and it fills up his field with water, and the guys are not able to dig any ditches in. It's just not suitable for them. So Isai la are meurta, if he took them on a tour of the land the night before. So Pseid of the Poland becomes the Pseid of the Poland. Lo sar la arn meurta, if he did not take them on a tour the night before, Pseid of the Balabais. So then it's the Pseid of the Balabais. And what do you have to pay them? V'yoyim lu kapol bato. And then you have to pay him kapol bato, which is mashman like the mamish, exactly what the Brisa said. And that shows, that illustrates this chilek beautifully, that if it would be a case of Sire, you don't pay them anything, like Reb Chiya said, and if it was a case of Lo Sire, then you'd have to pay them not fully, but like a pol batel, like the Brisa said. It's interesting, Rashi seems to switch the case a little bit over here, whereas I explained before, the case of when you took them the night before was when it was already wet. Rashi there said, at the bottom of Ayin Vav Beis, Had Sire La'ar Morta, V'ra'u Avalo Avinu Shalach, they didn't chap that it was wet. Now Rashi adds in the case there afterwards, or the rain came afterwards, right? Which sounds like the first time Rashi is talking about two cases. Either it was already wet, or it was going to become wet later on. In either, right? This time Rashi learns it specifically the second way. And he gives a little bit more of a hesitant, right? In other words, when it was wet, so what's the story? Guys, you saw it was wet. What are you doing accepting that job? What about when it rains after they saw it? So what does it help them that they saw the field? It rained afterwards. Ben, it rained afterwards, so they saw the field. What's the chav? So Rashi says like this. It's say to the Paulim, because we say to them, Mazalai Chugora. It's bad mazal. So when you saw the field, it's bad mazal. When you didn't see the field, so then what? It's not bad mazal? It's the same bad mazal. Why is it not bad mazal? So what does Rashi say? Very chashav a Rashi, along with every other Rashi in Shas and in Chumash, and everywhere else he wrote. Right, Lo Sair Meurta Pseid of the Balabayis, says Rashi, Da Amni Lei Yosela. What is Rashi? How does Rashi? You hear my question, Yosela? Bishlamo in the case where it was wet, so they saw it and it was wet. So they're a bunch of doofs that they didn't have that it was wet. So it's their problem. When it wasn't wet, so we say, listen, if you saw the field, you saw the field. It wasn't wet at the time, but it rained right after that, so you had bad luck. So if it's Alt Mazalechu Goram, so then why, when they didn't see the field, do you not have the same Sar Mazalechu Goram? It's bad luck. Okay, so they bite their bad luck just because they didn't see the field. The luck is totally on seeing the field. Vasepris. Yosla, how does Rashi answer this question? Huh? Very good. What's it there? This is a Gemara Rashi shit. Everybody sees every Rashi and chaps every Rashi and Tosis. Yeah? Eitan, what does Rashi answer to this question? Evan, you saw this Rashi? Okay, good. So Zokt Rashi, Rashi says like this, Da Amrilei mi yemar da daite da hu ara agarta. If they didn't see the field, so they don't know b'chlal which field it was. Right? So they could say, I don't know, maybe at another field in a different place where it did it right. And I was like, we don't know which field it is.
So just go to see what the Matthias is about.
What? So in other words, but once the pshat is that it, yeah, but I was, you can't say, oh, it's your bad luck. Because you didn't tell us which field it was. You have a lot of fields, so bring us to a field that's not wet. But once I know that I'm locked into this field, Okay, so now I have. It rained, then it, and I'm, it's my bad luck.
Why did they bring him to the field?
What?
Why did they bring him to the field in the first place?
I'm talking about the case we didn't bring him to the field. Losai wrote to the Pesach of the Balabayas because they have the right to tell him, we didn't know that you wanted to bring us to this field. If they knew it was that field, then they knew that it got messed up, right? And then they could say they shouldn't have showed up in the morning. Right, as Rashi says over here. Rashi, the bottom of Ayin Vavim Beis, says, so they shouldn't have shown up. They knew it was this field, so they shouldn't have shown up. So if it's their field, if it was, they know the field, and they saw that it rained that morning, the night before, okay, so bad luck, and don't show up. But if they didn't know which field it was, so the whole time, we didn't know which field it was, maybe you have a field that didn't get rained on. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter.
How are they showing up if they don't know what field it is?
Or how did they show up in the morning? Okay, maybe he was going to tell them that morning. He picked them up from the house. I don't know. Somebody see his question here in a chanami. But they have to be. They didn't know until they're ready to go to the field. Okay, Amar Rava. So anyway, once the Gemara. That's the point of Rava to illustrate this idea. Now the Gemara brings other cases that Rava says a similar psak. Amar Rava Haiman the Ogir Agure LeDavlo says Rava, if somebody hired workers to irrigate the field, so they're going to take water. They're going to draw water from. From wherever, from let's say a river, and put it into the field. Va'asa mitra, and then instead of them meaning to do this, it started raining, a geshmaka rain. So pseid of the Poland, that's the pseid of the Poland, because what are you going to do? Right? That's happens. It's their bad luck. You don't need it. Asa nara, if a nar came, pseid of the balabayis, so then it's pseid of the balabayis, the yarvu kapol batal. If the nar came and overflowed the riverbanks, right? Overflowed. So then, you have to. He has to pay for both. Why? What's the chilek? Yasala. What does Rashi say? What's the difference if it rained or if the river overflowed? But say there's something happened, then it's bad luck.
It's less common for the river to overflow.
Close. That was a good guess for somebody who didn't see Rashi. That'd be a good guess for somebody who did not see Rashi. What? Yes.
Rivers like predictably overflow.
That's what Yasala was saying.
But they don't know
what
it's they don't know what that means
when they should do something. Beautiful. Zok Rashi, the Rachum, saying to the Balabai, they don't know what happens by his Sadeh. Shehe Nar Olal Ashkoso. Achua Yodin. He knows that every 3 weeks that it overflows. So you hire people, you got to tell them, oh, by the way, every 3 weeks, you know, Berach, it overflows. You might not need to come tomorrow. They didn't know that, so therefore it's his fault. Okay? The Amar Rava, next case. V'amar, so that's case number two. V'amar Rava, next case, number three. Haiman, the Oigera Gurila Davlo. Again, somebody hired workers to irrigate the field. Upasak Narva Pagda the Yoma, and the Nar stopped in the middle of the day. So they're working half the day, and all of a sudden the Nar stops. Ilo Ovid, the Pasak, say to the Poland. If it's not supposed to happen, it's not an expected thing to happen, that's not a usual thing. So then, Farkas, what do we say? Okay, say to the problem, it's their bad luck. Something happened. Okay, what can we do? But Ovid, the pasuk, if it's normal for the river to stop, so Ibnei Masa, so then it's Tali. If they're from the city, so then say to the problem, so then it's a say to the problem. Labnei Masa, if they don't come from the city, so then it's say to the balabai. So then it's say to the balabai. So what's the chil between if they're from the city or not from the city? Again, the same idea, right? So if they're from the city, they know that this happens. If they're not from the city,
is that where they draw from, or is that overflows?
Yeah, where they draw from.
The same way they dry from, like the water source. Yeah.
What are you asking?
I hired them to irrigate, and so they take water from the river, but halfway through the day, it dries up.
Right. That's right. So if they're from this city, they know that the river dries up there. So then, right. Shmaka Kasha, Frek Taisis, why are you talking about half the day? Why not just say, every other case is where it happened before the work. Why the middle of the day? Why do you switch to talk about the middle of the day here? What happened? Right? So Taisa says, because it's just the mitzias that it's the more likely thing to happen when they're drawing a lot of water out that it's gonna dry up. Just a normal thing. Fundamentally, there's nothing different about the middle of the day. It's not like this needed to be the case in the middle of the day. That's the more normal thing. Something more I talked about. Another pasuk pshat chilek, the next Taisa, is that why is it when it comes to the river drying up, then we make this whole chilek, well, are they from the city? Are they not from the city? Does it normally happen? When it comes to Nara, it's just, Nasa Nara, say to the Balabayas. What's going on here? Right? But what's the difference if the Nara overflowed and they don't need to work, or dried up and they can't work? The same thing is that they can't work. So you have the same klalim. Are they from the city? Is it normally happening? By the nor, the Gemara says, "Asin nor upset about vayis." When it comes to possibly the whole shtickle tire, well, if it's like this, if it's like that, like what happened, right? It's a big issue. Says the Gemara Vayter. Fine. So that, but that's just the R. Everyone should have had that R. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Good. So those are cases of Rava. Now we have another case. I'm a Rava. Hi man, the Ogir, the Agra Agui La Virta. So now you have a case where you hired workers to work, do a specific job, but you're paying them, and you're paying them as a sachar, you're paying them for their hours, for their time. Vishalma Virita, and guess what? Vishalma Virita, the work was finished by Pagat Yama, so they finished halfway to the day. So again, you're not mamish paying for the job. If you're paying for the job, there'd be no shayla, they finish the job. But if here you're paying them for their hours, so now you have half a day. So what are you going to do with them? So Islaya Virita, Tanichamina. If you have a job which is easier than the job they were doing, I'm taking out the next words, inami, like the Gosa girl, or you have something which is, how do you read that word? Inami.
Kavasa.
The Kavasa, very good. That's equal to the work they were doing. So in other words, you have equal or less. So then, mafkid luhu, you can order them to do it. Lashon tafkid, give them a tafkid, right? A mafakid in the army is a general. So you can order them to do it. So even though you hire them to do one work, but it doesn't matter, you're paying them for their time. So as long as you have something equivalent or less, no reason you can't give them something else. The kashim, you know, l'mafkid luhu, something which is more difficult, you can't give it to them. And what do you have to do if they taka finish in the middle of the day and you have no other work that's comparable to give them? You have to pay them the nos, lem, skar, and mishal, and you have to give them their full wages for the whole day. So try to gemara, amai, why give them the full wages? Leis elu kapol bato. Give them kapol bat, like we saw in the Braisa. You don't have to give them a full thing. You give them a kapol bat when it doesn't work out. So more answers. Ki kamer Rava bachlu shede mechuzo. When Rava was speaking, that when he's saying this halacha, that if they paid them the full wages, he was talking about a specific case of the people of the famous town Mechuzo, which, by the way, happens to be the hometown of Rava. Rava's from Mechuzo. Mechuzo is probably the most famous town in Shas. A lot of wacky things going on in Mechuzah. Oh, Pumbedusa also. One? I shouldn't say it. Yeah, Pumbedusa also. But Mechuzah is, I should say, not. It's the most noted for its interesting things going on over there. The people of Mechuzah, they're rich and they're spoiled and they have this issue and that issue. Everything is bad. Mechuzah, there are always things going on with the Mechuzah people. So, besides all the other things going on with them, is that the Mechuzah people are achlushe. Take a look at the Gos and Tziyunim. What do they tell you by achlushe? Well, Rashi says it also, but they say that they bring it over here that what does he switch over here? Right, they tell you that they're choyfrei adama according to the Gilead. But Rashi tells you what's a chushay de mechuza. They, again, it's the city of Rava. Rashi tells you, and there are people that were used to doing schlepping a lot of stuff. They were schlepping heavy things, and when they're yoshei batel, it's bad for them. Okay, so these people, they're going to get out of shape if they're not working. They get out of shape. So the lo abdi chalshi, they're going to get weaker, says the Gemara. So again, let's read that line again. Kikam v'rava v'chuchi d'mechuzah. When did Rava say you have to pay the full schar? That's v'chuchi d'mechuzah. That's the schleppers that from mechuzah. The lo abdi chalshi. If they don't work, they're going to get weak. So just to say out the lumdus here is gishmak. What's the pshat that you pay a pol batel? What's the pshat that you pay somebody less? You pay like a pol batel. Why? He's doing something easier. And like we've said every time this came up in the Gemara so far, the Yusayr of a Batal is, there is a price to pay. In other words, there's an objective reality. It's going to be, it'll be subjective to the particular case. But there is an objective price in every scenario that it's worth it for a person to work less, even though he's going to lose amount of money, right? Meaning a person realizes that when they're working, it's requiring physical labor and they're going to get paid for it. But it's kedai for them, for the right price, to work less. If they're going to get, let's say, 75% of their wage, and they can work much less, a person will do that. So that's by a normal person. But by a mechuzah person, there's no added value in working less. Because they want to work more. So the musug of a pol batel doesn't exist by the bnei mechuzah. That's the word, right? Again, the yesod of a pol batel is that it's worth it for him to work less, because it's easier for him. That doesn't exist, but the fakir, it's better for him to work more. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vayter Amar Mar, Shomin, Lehem Es Masha Asu. So we said that, in the continuation of the Brayso, we said that you figure out what they, when the people in the, when the Kabbalah, back to the, we're now into the case of Kabbalah, right? The continuation of the Brayso, when a Kabbalah stops in the middle, so you evaluate according to the Rabbanan, the first sheet that we have Machlekes and the Rabbanan within the Rabbanan Rabbi Doisa. So Rabbanan said, you pay them what they did. Ketzad Hayav, they should do the Rabbanan Islam Salah. So the Brayso says, right, according to the Rabbanan, if what they worked, which is now what's left, right, half of the job is now worth Shisha Dinarim instead of what it was originally worth, which what was? Originally was a sell. Now it's worth six. Yeah? So Nosin Lem Sela, you give them their Sela. And the Chiddush would be over here is that you can't deduct. You can't say, well, listen, I got to pay six now. Instead of paying you four, I'm going to pay you two. No, I'm going to give you your four. I'll pay now six. I'm paying ten instead of eight. So what does the Gemara say? Kasavir Rabbanan, Yad Parallel Yoyna. If the Rabbanan are telling us that the Balabais cannot deduct from the wages of the Parallel, even though they're the ones that stopped in the middle, so it's a Raya, the Yad Parallel Al Yoyna. Fractasis, that's not called Yad Parallel Al Yoyna. They're not getting more, right? They're just, Adiona just means they're equal, right? So Tais says, Yad Parallel means in contradistinction to Rabidos. Rabidos says, Yad Parallel Al Tachtoyna. If they lose money, so here it's Yad Parallel Al Yoyna means they don't lose money. They're not actually getting more. They're just getting what they worth. Okay. So the Rabbanan say, if they want to stop in the middle, they get their full fee. Oh, Yigmu Malachta, Vidlish Neslein. So then the price continues, says, if they want to continue working, they'll get Shnei Slim. Right? So they can either stop and get their one Sela, or they can continue and get their two Slim. So in fact, Gemara Pshita, obviously, that was the deal. They agreed to work, do a full job for two Slim. So you're being Machadish to me that if they did their job, they get two Slim? Pshita. Says the Gemara, Lotzricha, Daikar, Avirita. The Chiddush is, we're talking about a case, like we just spoke about before, that actually, now it's worth six, right? Or whatever case. The Imru Paulim, the Paulim jump out. For Oslo Balabais Upaisinu. And the Balabais goes and he appeases them. He says, no, guys, don't stop in the middle. Really, I really need you to do this job for me. Remember, they didn't do anything wrong because we're going to Shitas Rabbonim that Yad Paulus Al Dalyona. By the way, very important Rashi, with every other Rashi. What is Rashi the Ramasa Yad Paul Al Dalyona? Why? Is it Yad Paul Leona? Why is that? They left in the middle. That's not a nice thing to do. What does Rashi say? We're going to see it's coming up in the Gemara. What? What?
Hashem says the Maaseh is not yours.
Their Maaseh is not yours. Exactly. This is the important. So we saw it in the beginning of the Masechta, but we're seeing it again over here. This is going to be a topic that's coming up a lot over here. That the din of Avadai Heim Velo Avadim LaAvadim Rashi the Ramasa Yad Paul Leona tells you that you're not really working for anybody. So, okay, in the meantime, he's paying you, you have agreement, but you can just decide to leave whenever you want, because you're not bound to anybody. Okay,
that
so...
It's only for Jewish workers?
Yeah. So, Yad Paul Al Yona. So, the Gemara says like this. So now, they left in the middle, they didn't do anything wrong. He appeases them and says, guys, I need you to work, come back. So, I would have thought, Matsu Amrile, they could say, listen, Kim if I see them, when you appeased us and we agreed, so Adaiti the Tofas Lan A'agra. We did it, obviously, with the understanding that we're going to be getting more money. You know, you're coming to appease us, you need us, and you're trying to bargain with us, so that means you're going to give us more money. That's why we did that. Kamash Malam, so Kamash Malam, then no, he doesn't have to pay them more. Why? What's his tina back? He says to them, Adaita. Of course I did it with the understanding that I'm going to be adding something to you, but not money. I'm going to go out of my way. I'm going to toil to get you guys really good food. I'm going to give you a great lunch. But not that I'm giving you more money. So what you see, what's interesting is that even the Maskanas of Gemara, their Taina Be'etzem is right. That they didn't, it's obvious that they didn't agree to this unless you're getting extra. The Shaila is how to tighten up the action. Does it mean extra money? Does it mean some other type of bonus?
So what kind of, I was going to ask that question, in Mechachtalos,
the what?
Mechachtalos.
Which way?
Meaning, The one we just said, they thought that they were going to get extra wages. That's the only reason why they agreed to the job. But they already did the job, so every time it's like...
You're saying it's better close if they don't get their higher wage? That's what you're asking? I'm asking. Is that what you're asking? So I think I was going to say the exact opposite kasha. And that's what I think Rashi coming to answer my kasha. What kind of time is that? We were arguing, you know, we were negotiating, and I come back and I'm like, well, I understood that you're giving me more money. If we didn't say that, how do I have a title to say you're giving me more money? What kind of title is that? Well, I understood. Very nice, understood. Okay, it's not gonna hold water in court. I thought that that's what you meant. So Rashi did Ramasl, Malo the same as Dr. Rashi, came in the Yad Paul al Yonah. Things of, why does Rashi add that in? What does that do with anything? Yet came Yad Paul. So I think Rashi means to say like this: since Yad Paul is al Yonah, and anyway he's in the driver's seat. So because of that svara, I would have thought that it's under. Because of that, it's understood. Of course, I'm going to get more money. I'm in the driver's seat. It's not because we have an agreement. You can't say that. Well, I thought this, but now that we know Yadu Al Yoyna, so then you can make that taina. Kamashvul, you can't make that taina. Not that it's a mekach tos. That no, I can fairly taina back to you that that wasn't the agreement. Mekach tos. I said obviously I'm going to give you something. I'm not going to give you more money. Okay.
He said he was going to give them food and water.
He's giving them more stuff.
But isn't this after already they completed all the work?
Yeah, I mean, he did probably. He probably gave, it has to be that he gave them good stuff. You're right. It has to be the good stuff.
It has to be that he
gave
them. Yeah, it's a little tricky thing. This is not a kid's trick.
What? Or maybe they went into, he had to go far to get. There's no Dabra Avedi. There's no Dabra Avedi. That's why I emphasized before that this is Yodim Al Hal Yoni because Avodahim.
That
a
should be a tax. He pays a little bit extra for the food and the drink.
Yeah. Or he doesn't say paid. He was extra. Could be he had to run across town to get the new ripe plums.
Like on top of the normal payment.
Yeah, whatever. He's going to eat. We did extra for them. It doesn't have to be money. It could be giving them good stuff. Sell a noisy lamb sell. Okay? Now, the Ketuvah Rice says, well, if it didn't, the work didn't go up, the work stayed the same, so then what do the rabbanon say? So then, meaning he hired them for 2 slime. They did half the job, and the half the job left is still worth a seller. So what does he give them? A seller. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Pshita, shkoyach, right? What's the chiddush there? Says the Gemara, lo tzricha, da zala vidita. We're talking about a case where now, really what happened was, zala vidita meikara. Right now, the rest of the job is worth a seller. But when he hired them, it wasn't worth that. The Zola Vidita Meikar, really, it was worth less. Vagrinu Betfei Zuzo. So it was really worth 3/4 of a seller. When he made a deal to give them 2 slime, which is a seller for each half, it was really only worth 3/4 of a seller for each half. And he was willing to give them an extra Zuz. To give them an extra Zuz. Ula Saif Iker, now at this point, middle of the job, when they did the first half, it went up. Iker Vidita Vikam Betfei Zuzo, now it's worth a zuz more, in other words, it's worth a seller. So ma'al the same army late tfei zuzah amis long tfei zuzah havlon. So I would have thought they could tie to listen. You agreed to give us a zuz more than the market value. So Viter, give us a zuz more than the market value. Now the market value is a seller. So give us a seller plus a zuz. Kamash alon, he said the kamash no. The amalu he tied us them ki amri lechu tfei zuzah. When I agreed to give you more an extra zuz, the law of a kim lechu, because you didn't think that you'd be able to get work for a seller. You guys really wanted to get a seller, and you couldn't find work for a seller. I was happy to pay a seller. So I'm like, Beseder, you know what, I'll pay you the seller. But now that you know you could get work for the seller, that you would have agreed to that, and that's what I want to pay, and that's it. So you can't tie it that the lumdus is that I agreed to pay you a seller more than the market value. You know, a punkt, it happened to be that was the case in the beginning. But that wasn't the Yisoyda Dvarim. The Yisoyda Dvarim was that you wanted a seller, and I was willing to pay a seller. Nothing to do with the market value. Okay, now let's do it the flip side. Rabbi Doisa Omer Shamalan is Masha, so they also say Yafa Shishud Ram, rest of the Meshekel. But those says, no, we do make a cheshbon. If they stop in the middle, and now I need to pay 6 dinarim instead of 4, which is the seller, so then I'm not going to have to take out of pocket. I'll deduct from them. So I pay 6 to the new guy and 2 to them. I pay them only a shekel. So it says the Mark, because he holds Yapal Techton and Pasha. The Gemara says, Igmu Malach, and Midlash Neslaim. So the Gemara says, right, either they're going to take a shekel, they're going to take a deduction, or they can finish the job, and they'll get their 2 slime. Right? It's affected Gemara, Yasala,
Shkoyach,
Pshita, Lotzricha, the Zal Avirita. We're talking about a case where here the Avirita went down, the Amar Balabai. So we're talking about a case where, right, so now, like we said, it went down to be worth now only a shekel. So what happens? The Amar Balabais, the Balabais backs off. The Ozol Paulim Upaisu. And the, because remember, we're in Chitas Rabidosa now. So Chitas Rabidosa, right? So they're the ones that are, they have the lower hand. The Paulim, when they back out, they have lower hand. So when they back out, they have to get, they take a shekel. Now the price says there's a case where they're going to get their full seller if they finish the work. What's the case to get the full seller to finish the work? Of course, that's what they agreed upon. So we're saying, no, we're talking about a case where really the work is now worth less. After they did half the job, the market value went down. You could hire a guy for a shekel to do this job. So what happened? The Balabais backs out. He's like, I'm out of here, right? I'm going to go hire somebody for a shekel. But also Paulim and the Paulim came, Upaisu, they went and they appeased him. So Mao the same, I would have thought, Matsi Amrlehu, Ataita de Batsrisu, Limagrai. He could have said, listen, I only did it, obviously, with the since you guys are Yadam al Tachtoina, so I would have thought that I'm only going to be appeased. It's obvious I'm only appeased if now I'm going to have to pay less. So I don't want to pay you guys the full seller. Kamash v'lan, da amri lei, adaita, da avidna, la navidna, da shabirta. So they can tie it. No, obviously we're going to give you something extra, but it doesn't mean that we want to deduct from our salary. It means that we're going to do extra good work for you. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Next case. Sell no silam sell. What happens when it was worth a seller? So the case, right? They stop at the middle, but nothing changed. Their work was a seller. I hired them for a seller for each half, and it's still worth a seller each half. How much do I give them? A seller. Pshita. Number of Huna. Radio of Nasa. No tricha. Da ozilu. Inu. Gabe Zuza Mekar. The same thing that we said before, but the flip side. Okay? In the Rabbanu, we're talking about a case where he offered the workers extra. He gave them extra. Now, in Rabbi Dosa's world, it's the Fakerta case. The case is that Lechatchila, they made their work less. Ozulu Inu Gabe Zuza Mekar. So that means when they agreed to take a sella, how much was it really worth? Not a half, but a sell and a quarter. It was worth five. It was worth five dinar. They should have been, the market, the going rate was five dinar. They said, you know what, we'll be rented out for four dinar, for a sell. Ulasov, zalavirito. And then it went down to a seller. So Mao, the same I would have thought, Batzer, Zuza, Amri Yisuli, they could kind of listen. You were willing to pay us less than the going rate, Farkas, right? You give us a Zuz less than the going rate. So Chatchila, Azuz less than the going rate, was a seller. So since that's true, Batsir, Zuza, Yavin, Elchu. I'm going to give you, he's talking to them, right? He says, you guys accepted to work for less than the going rate, so I'm going to give you less than the going rate. So if I gave you Chatchila, I gave you, you accepted Dalit instead of Hay. Now that the going rate is Dalit, I want to give you three instead of four. So Kamash Velam, they can say, listen, no, Amri Lake, Yamri Kamar Lachav Batzer Zuzo, when we agreed to take a Zuz less, when we agreed to take four instead of five, that's the law of a Kimloch. That's because you didn't know that you'd be able to hire workers for four. You wanted to pay a seller. And we knew that you're not going to pay more than a seller, and you're not going to find workers for more than a seller, you're not going to find workers for a seller. So we agreed to take it for a seller. But Hash the Kimloch, but now, you know that you can get it. This you want to pay it, and you know that you can get workers for a seller, so we'll be the workers. We're taking the seller, we're not going to go less. Okay, Geshmak. So we're going to stop over here. I just want to say Geshmak Kahara. It's a side point, but I was thinking about it because Rabbi Rossman gave a shiur today on the Hebrew language. So I was always wondering, anybody know the word for takeoff in Hebrew? You're just on a plane.
Any other word? Air of eligibility spoken.
Lahamri. Mamri. The takeoff is hamra'a, taking off. And I was like, what kind of word is that? And then I realized that Ben Yehuda must have gotten it from here. If you take a look at Rashi, what does Rashi say? Andivra Maschil, the Imru. Hefresh v'nazar achor. You're separating and going back. And it brings a pasuk in Iyub. Ke'es b'morom tamri. So I realize that must be the etymology of the word take off. Because when you're separating, right, you're taking off, you're going away from the land. So the hamra. Okay, that's good.